Blog Talk Radio.
The following program is brought to you in living color on NBC.
Play the bongo.
Okay. Oh, boy. You know, you miss one show and then you're all out of practice, you know? It's like that. Here we go.
Well, good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Possum Hour. I hope you all had a great weekend and that your week ahead is full of promise. And may Possum Hour set you upon that path. This is day 738 of me not being able to understand how anyone can think that Lummox is at all competent. Tonight's closed captioning is provided by the Dingus Corporation, the proud makers of hagfish slime balls on a stick, and new and improved crappy stuff. We at Possum Hour thank them again for their patronage. 738 days. A long time. Underwriting for tonight's episode is provided in part by the Church of the Beer Battered Shrimp. You're listening to Grenache Network, home of the finest in radio entertainment. My name is Possum Hour. During the week, clobbering time. And then there's Friday Night Possum. Ha-ho. Should we have a few this month because it's February and dopey art guys don't work that much. So. I'm just trying to think what else we got here on the docket. Oh, okay. Yeah. We also have valuable prizes and there's a raffle. So the 50-50. So if you want to get just ask Maggie C. She'll get you hooked in there with the 50-50. Yeah. All right, then. Okay. Oh, yeah. The phone lines will be open in just a few minutes. Text. Tell them how they can call Possum Hour.
The call-in number is 347-308-8251.
But first, a word from our sponsor.
By appointment to the Royal Danish Court since the reign of Frederick IX, Tuborg Gold proclaimed the golden beer of Danish kings. Today, this light beer of noble heritage is brewed in America. And Tuborg Gold is affordable to everyone. In fact, for about what you pay for the king of beers, you can now have Tuborg Gold, the golden beer of Danish kings.
Oh, and there's our first caller. Welcome to Possum Hour.
Hello?
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 Hello.
Hi. This is Sarah Coventry.
Hey, Sarah Coventry, what's new?
I'd like to let your listeners in on my little secret.
Cool, I think.
In this day and age, it's important to keep Uranus bleached.
Generous offer.
I'm aware of that. None the less.
magical bass fingers. I like to dance on the pole every night, but it gets a little cold if Dirty D's not by my side.
He likes the white wine. He likes the white wine.
Serious.
You possum push, get that punch out there, you'll get one from me. Go on.
Fuck you, Gumby.
Ladies and gentlemen, Professor R.J. Gumby.
I'm glad to see Joseph Richardson still finding work. I think that's great.
Somebody gave him another job, man.
All right. Keep up with the bongo. Yeah. All right.
I was listening to that. I said, you know what this needs.
That was a classic.
Getting weirder and weirder, man.
Yes. As time goes on.
Oh, I had something weird happen. So I was just kidding, Beth Ann San. I tried to do Sarah Covertree. I can do straight because she's or he's kind of creepy. You know,
very.
But it's funny when you hear it. Kind of funny when you hear it back and you forget what you said. Anyhow, I digress. I'm giving away the magic of the show, by the way.
I don't know. Dork Mannerly's creepier.
Yeah. Dork Mannerly's an actual guy that calls in, man. You know that.
That's right. You don't like Malty.
No. I stole that from the Marx Brothers. I made sure that when I introduced Dork Mannerly that he would immediately inspire hatred from the audience by picking on Malt Liquor Man. See?
Yep.
Isn't that brilliant?
And it worked.
God, we hate this guy.
He called him an upstart.
No, he probably. Amongst other things. Flying cupcake. I don't know. Anyway, I had this terrible experience yesterday. I'll tell you about a terrible experience after we blow some shit up. How's that?
Okay,
remind me to tell you about my terrible experience from yesterday.
I'm writing it down.
Excuse me.
I'm writing it down.
First of all, we had a request.
Yes.
Before the show, what exactly was it? Beth Ann San, was it Italian guys you wanted to blow up?
A whole lot of them.
Just Italian guys in general, or all Italians?
Blow them all.
I don't care, man. I'm from like, you know. Oh, so, okay. So we're doing Italian guys. All right.
Blow up them fucking Guidos.
Right, let's blow up these Italian guys real quick. Where the fuck are they, man? Oh, don't tell me. Don't tell me I don't have it.
Staten Island.
Oh, kiss my ass. I can't find it. What'd I do? Son of a bitch. Well, I'll look for the Italian
guys.
I don't know. I spell it. Well, you spell it with an I, right? E Y E. Italian.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll. Well, all right. Well, we'll blow up something else. In the meantime,
okay.
I'm really sick of you know, the disco and the party songs. You know, you hear over and over and over again.
Yeah.
Over and over again. Over
I'm
and
sick
over.
Of parties.
Like, I go to these fucking parties, and that's all they want to do is play these songs over and over. So, I heard one the other night, Friday night, and it was, oh, man, one of those bad old conditions. I think that's why I'm so tired today, man. They had the music way too loud, and the lights way too low for me to see. And it just kills me. It tires me out, man.
Yeah.
So,
no love for
this
the
one came on the... This one, yeah, man, have some love. So this one came up, it just started, I said, oh, God, that's it. This is, nobody ever has to play this song again, ever. Does never, ever, ever again need to be listened to. That makes sense?
Oh, yeah. Sure.
Yeah. Okay, you'll recognize what it is. I don't need to... spell it out for you. It's just one of those songs. You just, you gotta, hey, you know, hey, enough's enough. It's been like, what, 40 years? 50 zillion plays. This is the last one. Say goodnight.
Hold up.
Hold up.
Say, I beg your pardon. Do you have any idea what we're doing?
Now that you mention it, no.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, oh, oh. Let's go. My leg is breaking. Move, Larry!
There on it. They weren't so sure right away whether that was so good. But then they acquiesced.
I thought I missed a blow up. I thought we were finally out of TNT. There wasn't much of an explosion there.
No, it was just, it was quick and dirty. You know, hey, it's enough.
Oh, okay. Yeah, put it out of its misery.
All right. Bam. I just put it down, man.
That's
yeah,
cool.
I put that one more or less put that one down because it wasn't really that bad a song. the first 100,000 times, but, you know, no more. Okay, I found the Italian. We can blow them up real quick.
Okay, blow up those fucking Guidos.
All right, here we go. There you go. Now.
There you go.
Oh! Wait a minute. Okay, now, Beth Ann San, you give the word, and I'll drop a bomb on the Italian guy.
It's
wait
crazy.
And see. It's a man. It's up to you.
Crazy.
Give the word.
Thank you. Beth-Ann,
give the word.
Take the
word, Beth-Ann.
This is your blow-up.
Got it ready, man. Use his lit.
There you go. We have to get started.
Okay, yes, sir. Okay. The word given. The word is given. Okay, one, two, three. Better than I thought it would.
Yeah, no more Australians. That's it.
Oh, there we go. Got more broads. Sweet.
And no Italian guys to swoop in on them now. We got rid of them all.
Them guys, they do have the thing.
They do.
The whammy with the women. Jiminy Christmas, what is that?
I used to work with one, and he used to say the corniest fucking lines, but it all worked. Somehow Italians can get away with that shit.
Hey,
how you doing?
Hey, my buddy in college was a Italian monkey there, and he's the girls are all over. What the fuck is this?
Huh?
I'm better looking, I'm smarter.
Just slapped and get laughed on. My glass is still flying across the room if I try to say one of his fucking lines.
I guess it's the delivery, man.
I
got
Bob.
I got Ted a
Irish Scottish
peanut butter jar.
Yeah.
I think Ted's got a peanut butter jar.
Tasty face Scotchman just can't get away with those lines.
No. My guys like us.
Yeah.
Although when I have that haircut, when I go to see Tequila, get that sharp haircut. Say lines. They won't be thinking I'm doddering. When I get that haircut, I'll look 10 years younger. I'll only look 70. Well, there they are, ladies and gentlemen. The Possum Lounge. And we have a cavalcade of favorites.
Don't
tonight.
We know?
Apple cheeks.
Look at all the chicks.
Alex. Apple cheeks. I know, isn't it cool?
Alex. Yeah.
It's like us and like a bunch of skirts.
Yeah.
Sweet. Which should be.
It should be that way.
The tiny. That's Ted's licking the fucking peanut butter jar, man.
There you go.
Yeah, that keeps him busy for about 5 minutes. He'll be barking soon. I don't have anything else for him to treat wise, so he should have.
What the hell?
We're talking Ted
it's like
here.
Thanksgiving
man.
Dinner to a dog, isn't it? Peanut butter? Licking the peanut butter?
Oh,
dog?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
There you go.
Oh, yeah. Well, thank you for coming, Apple Cheeks. I'll bet you it's very cold where you are.
Rita.
That is a cold, that's cold country up there.
Yes, it is.
Man, we've been lucky so far. I had to go on the road twice this weekend, and both times, smooth sailing, clear weather. Knock wood. I disastered myself with that one Death Race 2000 a couple of weeks ago. Because the weather goons are calling. All last week I was worried about fucking Friday and Sunday. Holy shit, I'm going to be driving in a three-alarm emergency.
Fuck those meteorologists. Fuck that.
Weather goons, baby. Weather goons.
Philly's been having great winters, man. I don't know if there's something toxic in the air or what the fuck is going on, but this is...
Same here. I can't complain. I really can't.
Yeah.
We get our share of storms and crap, but, you know.
Yeah. Hey.
That bad.
Melts away. Yeah, it's always, nice. Apple
cheek, but hope it's not, I hope it's not Yeah, we're getting cold. We're getting, like, the sub-zeros, I think, Wednesday. So, I have to go out and get toilet paper and milk. There's Beth Ann San is here. We just blew up Italian guys just for her. And you know, if there's a lawsuit or something, I'm not going to bear false witness against you, Beth Ann San. No, I'm holding out for a presidential pardon. You know.
Boy,
that's going to be a fun. It's going to be a fun couple of months. I just have the... a lot of people have no idea.
I hope it all goes down on somebody's birthday. That'll be great.
Man.
That'll be a nice birthday present.
Coming right around the corner there.
Uh-huh.
Indictment City. Well, don't get indicted, Beth Ann Santon. And there she is, Dr. Kate. Also
Dr.
from
Kate.
The cold section of the planet. Snow.
Antarctic.
I can't deal with too much snow, man. You know? It's like...
Fuck snow.
A little bit has like a modicum of novelty, but not much. And much, fuck that.
Not at all.
Don't like it.
It shrinks my balls.
Dries my
man,
skin.
Don't like that.
You know how smooth skin is so important to me.
That's the old lady say it all the time.
All the time. Of course, they're in their 80s and 90s.
Cougars after the 58-year-old guy. Cougars.
Yeah, we didn't have that gig this year, man.
Huh?
We didn't have the Cougar gig.
That's,
man, we've been doing that for like 10 years, man. That sucked.
What happened? No idea?
I don't know. I have no idea.
They got somebody
won my gig.
Younger to draw up, man. That's what happened. They got
some other guy's
draw.
Gig. Who knows, man? I'll bet you the organizer that changed hands. You know, that's what usually happens when you've been doing something for like 10 years.
Those
and you're not all of a sudden. Yeah. So maybe they got a lot of complaints because it was pretty popular. Even with it being in a casino, mind you. Yeah. Sucker bait. Anyways, wouldn't be a show without Dr. Cake.
Dr. Cake.
It's really cold where she lives. Snow is fine. I just hate, freezing rain, yeah. We had freezing rain the other day.
You don't have to shovel rain.
Yeah. Truck was like encased in ice. I hate that. That's how you break the door hinges. The door opener there. It's not a knob. What the fuck is that? Anyway, yeah, you pull on that too hard and then you break it. And then you're out and
you throw
shit's creek.
You throw hot water on it. You throw hot water
handle.
On the windshield.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
That's what you got to do. Every year,
get
some
that,
bozo
get that
does that. It's on the news.
I got a new blower motor, man, and that heat in that son of a bitch is hot. So, takes a little bit for it to get hot, but once it's hot, woo! Melting some ice and shit, man. Thank you for coming, Dr. King. And there's Maggie C. First in the chat. First in the. With the cats,
huh?
and first
cats.
wearing a big funny hat.
There you go.
It says hi.
It's a shame. She came for all the Italian guys.
Ted says hi. Yeah.
Excited.
Yeah.
Just say Maggie C's name and Ted goes crazy.
Yeah. I know. I know.
That's a good bar.
I know.
That's a good bar for someone who just needs a lot of peanut butter.
Oh, and he's like, 94 in human years or something? Fucking guy's ancient.
Oh, yeah, Jesus.
Man. All right, Ted, we'll do the end of the bit here, and I'll get you a treat or something, all right? And last but not least, there's... Do you mind? Professor RJ...
There you go.
Look. Here, chew on this for a second. Got on. And there is the Sinister Minister of Finance and Parking, Professor... Shut up, Ted. RJ Gumby. Ladies and gentlemen.
Yes.
Awesome Lounge.
With your super host, Commodore Decker.
As the Beaver.
Missing the cue. Whoa.
A double cheeseburger, onion rings, and a large orange drink, please. Did you get my order? Cheeseburger, onion rings, and a large orange drink. No, I want a cheeseburger, a double cheeseburger, onion rings, and a large orange drink.
Complicated order. I was having trouble.
That was almost the 3 minutes, Dr. Cake. But you know, I said to myself, self, this thing with you and Rusher and yourself in the 3 minutes made up.
Mm-hmm.
I played it there.
No collusion. Just no collusion.
No collusion. Made up. Rusher.
Conclusion here. Huh?
Rusher. The Rusher thing.
Rusher.
Rusher.
Yeah.
And they're hamburgers, not burgers. They're having cheeseburgers.
Hamburgers. Hamburgers.
Burgers. Hamburgers. I'll tell you my weird thing. This is my terrible, horrific story from yesterday. Was it a horrific story, did I say, or a disastrous story?
It seems to be getting more disastrous as you go on.
Well,
I don't know if it was horrific
Keep in mind, I knew ahead of time that I was going to get a brand new gym crack today, okay? Don't ask. It's not up to me. The old gym crack was fine. The ex-wife and the son were like, oh, no, we got to get new gym cracks. All right, we'll get new gym cracks.
Okay.
So I'm playing around. I get
a package deal.
Yeah, I mean, it's the three of us in
a package deal. Yeah.
So I'm at this this event, and nothing's happening. You know, it was one of these things where, like, they want you there, like, way early. And I have, like, no prep time, no setup time. I get there, I'm ready to go, you know.
Yeah.
And, but, you know, I didn't know these guys so good. And I thought, well, I'll get there, like, 5 seconds before everything should be set up because it's still another hour until shit starts. So I did, and so I'm sitting there with a lot of time on my hands. Long story long. And I whip out the gym crack. No offense.
Yeah.
And start fucking around with it. And I check my email. No new emails. And anybody text me. Nobody text me. And that's about it. If I don't get a text or an email, I'm kind of shit out of luck, you know? No fun. I don't surf the internet or anything like that. Because I don't want it getting shit on it, you know? Anyway,
yeah.
I hit the fucking Facebook button by... I knew it was bad news, because I'd been warned. And I got on Facebook. And, man, all hell broke loose, man. It was fucked up.
What?
Well, I had been... private messaging with somebody before I left the house, you know. And I thought it said on the thing that I had a private message, you know. And I'm not on the messenger, you know.
Yeah.
Thing. Next thing I know, bam, boom, bam, I'm on messenger. Oh.
Yeah.
And then, Jesus God, I'm getting all these alerts, bing, bong, bang, the thing's binging and bonging and binging and bonging. I mean, what the fuck? So I turn the damn thing off, stuck it in my pocket, get home, and there's, like, all these PMs of people going, waving at me and
oh,
shit.
Oh, yeah,
you know,
that stupid shit.
So
yeah,
waved
yeah.
at you.
I got
people sending me
messenger.
Okay.
They asked me to wave.
Am I still
to you.
On there?
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know
oh,
if
shit.
You are or not. Yeah.
I because the gym once the gym crack died today, the messenger thing went off. But motherfuck me, man. Jeez, that was stupid. So that's why everybody got a fucking message that said I was on messenger. Like, oh God, I'm so desperate. I need you to pay attention to me, somebody.
Wave. Everybody wave.
Fuck me. You know?
I know they take this shit too far.
I mean, I didn't say I'm reaching out to everybody on my friends list because I'm desperate for companionship. This thing fucking blew up.
Like they finally get rid of that poking fucking thing, and now they, you know, wait till you're through on messenger.
The fan says, I knew you so didn't mean to do it. He's just sitting there,
yeah.
I'm poking buttons going, Jesus Christ, look at his fuck. Ah, what the? Ah, jeez. Ah, jeez. Ah, jeez. And,
so what was
the
message you were doing? That before you left for the gig, huh? Some kind
no,
of,
it was just,
huh?
it was just
was
my
it,
ex-wife.
Like, a booty call?
No, it was my ex-wife talking about the gym crack thing for today to pick up the gym crack.
Oh, okay.
Because she's going to help me get my phone hooked up to the gym crack so I don't miss texts in the future. Because that's becoming a bit of a problem.
You are correct, sir.
You are correct.
So, anyway. So everybody knew my story before I told it. All right. God, that's embarrassing. Fuck them guys, man.
You've been on it before, though, right?
Oh, yeah. When it first got on there, I was on it and for a while. And then I got up one night, like, 2 in the morning, you know. You know, I was, like, up, you know. I said, I have a beard. Get a look at Facebook. And, like, all these.
Here's an idea. Why don't you stay on it? So this way you won't be getting waved at again next time you accidentally get back on it.
No, I'm not touching Facebook on the new gym crack. Fuck that.
Okay. All right.
Facebook off. I'll try to delete it off the thing. I don't want it. Because when I was on there before, it was like 2 in the morning. I get on there and all of a sudden I'm getting hit up by all these chimps and stuff. You know, it's like, what the? Get away from me, man. You know? I mean, because I know they don't have pants on. It's 2 in the morning.
Yeah.
Get the fuck out of here. I mean, if it was girls that hit me up with no pants on, that'd be a different story. But I'm like, dude, I don't want to text a dude in the middle of the fucking night, man.
We like pantsless girls.
Pantsless girls? Anytime. You know, any girls want to take your pants off and text me?
Feel free.
Anytime. It's 24 hours a day. I'm available for that.
Uh-huh.
No
Gumby's
problem.
Got his off.
But,
shoot.
Yeah, I've talked to Beth Ann in the middle of the night on a TM shit. Yeah.
Oh, there you go. All right. Okay. Don't tell us what you guys are talking about.
I don't know if she had pants on or not. I'm not saying. I don't, you know, I don't
you're not Italian. I get it.
I'm not Italian, so their pants usually stay
Italian.
On.
Oh,
that's
so,
how it goes.
So Gumby is smoking a diesel. A diesel whiskey row. Nice.
Witchy row. Witchy row.
Whiskey.
Whiskey row?
Yes.
Whiskey Road.
Good stuff.
Whiskey.
Good stuff. Good
Does it
stuff.
Have like a whiskey taste to it? A little whiskey dip
in it? Nah, not at all. At least I can't taste any whiskey in it. It's a strong cigar. Very strong cigar.
Be like that teetotaler friend of mine who drank the punch that one night. Woohoo! This is the best punch ever! Swears up and down it never happened. He's like, that never happened. I go, well, okay, no, it never happened.
Oh, no, it was one of those idiot punches where you throw everything in it?
No, it wasn't spiked that bad, but this guy has never had a drop of alcohol in his life.
Oh, okay.
Somebody spiked
life.
Something. Some rum, something like that. Well, it was kind of like going on Seinfeld when Kramer served the lobster to the Jewish gal, you know? It was one of those kind of things.
Yeah.
All right. Oh, what do we do now? Blow up the 3 minutes? Yeah, the 3 minutes. We'll never get back.
Blow it up?
Yeah, no.
You can spin. You can be a winner.
Get the
awesome.
Pitch.
Yay. What is it?
That's right. It's time for 3 minutes you'll never blow up. A fun new game show where you, the listener, to hear stuff. I have nothing on this 3 minutes. It's one of Gumby's, so not pointing my finger. I'm designating blame. There's a difference.
Uh-oh.
Good leader knows how to designate blame. I'm in command of the Enterprise, Spock. You should know that, Dr. McCoy. All righty. Well. Oh, we're gonna have a vote. You get to vote on the song coming up. It'll be fun.
Oh, okay. Right.
Yeah, we're going to vote on the song that's going to come up next in the show. Not this 3 minutes. The 3 minutes, you have no choice because you're never getting them back. But there's a bonus round later on. So, you know, you might want to, oh, I don't know, call the neighbors, wake the kids, because it's time for 3 minutes. You'll never get back with Bubba Mac.
Getting up so early, you think I'm out of luck. Gotta make deliveries, I'm heading to my truck. People always know me by the uniform I'm wearing. My milk tastes the best, so there ain't no use comparing. You know I got the product that'll taste the best with cookies. I've been around so many blocks, they don't call me rookie. I'm heating up the track, you can call me Louis Pasteur. You better open up when I'm knocking on your back door. We in the club taking shots, heifer.
Shots, heifer.
Look at that girl, she a hot heifer.
Hot heifer.
I keep my milk in a jar, heifer.
Jar, heifer.
I eat that veal parmesan, heifer. I'm surrounded by the honeys, heifer.
Honeys, heifer.
They want my milk like it's the money, heifer.
Money, heifer.
I round up women like a cowboy, heifer.
Cowboy, heifer.
I break hearts like kids break toys, heifer. Driving around the town is as simple as can be. I'll give you the milk if you pay me the right fee. That's too bad if milk is something that you can't afford. Maybe there's a way you can get it as reward. Are you telling me that your husband is not home? How you gonna pay for it? We standing here alone. We gonna go upstairs and we gonna have some fun. I'll leave the milk when we done. I'm in your kitchen taking shots, heifer.
Shots, heifer.
Look at your ma, she a hot heifer.
Hot heifer.
Her husband's working out of town, heifer.
Town heifer.
That's when I bring the milk around, heifer. In the bedroom, she a bad heifer.
Bad heifer.
After 9 months, call me dad heifer.
Dad heifer.
The ladies like to pop my lid, heifer.
Lid heifer.
That's why I got so many kids, heifer. I got the drink to give you strong bones. I'm the king, you know you can't dethrone. I deliver milk like it ain't nobody's business. Even if they married, women still wanna get with it. You know I'm going all day long, so I got the stamina. I even got a reputation somewhere down in Panama. I'm famous with the ladies, they're my biggest fans. They don't know my name, they just call me Milkman.
Milkman.
I'm on the farm taking shots, heifer.
Shots, heifer.
Look at that cow, she a hot heifer.
Hot heifer.
Dropping milk like it's her work, heifer.
Work, heifer.
Now drop it low and let it
twerk, heifer.
Interrupt our program to bring you this important message. I love you.
Spanning the globe to bring you the constant variety of sport, the thrill of victory, and the agony of defeat. The human drama of athletic competition. This is
out on the highway to hell.
Okay, now I have to kind of explain about tonight's show. It's kind of a little off, more than usual. Because I haven't really been able to be at my computer that much. Because it's kind of running on the frizz.
That's good. That's because you're busy returning waves to everybody on Messenger.
I know, yeah. Where's the thing out? No. That's the gym crack. Killed that gym crack, man, by the matter of fact. Now I got a new gym crack. A bigger gym crack. That's right.
There you go.
More powerful gym crack. Gym crack. I can take over the world with. And we've been joined by Flypatch.
Now you can watch Japanese porn while you're waiting for your gig to start.
Oh, yeah. Is that octopus porn they have over there?
Yeah, shit. Octopus porn. Yeah. Why not? Whatever you're into. I'm not, you know, somebody don't judge. We lose you there? What happened?
I don't know.
What are you doing?
I'm looking at shit that I put on the notes and stuff, and I have no idea what it means. So I'll look at this later, and then maybe we'll touch on that Friday. Anyway, we got to go to World Science, man.
All right. I've always liked
World of Science.
World of Science.
What's going on in the science world? It's more nature than science, but science and nature, you know, they go together there.
All right. Hand in hand.
Science,
hand
botany,
hand.
Biology, all that. You ever hear of a hagfish?
A hagfish? No.
Agfish.
No.
Agfish. This has to be the most disgusting little creature the dear Lord ever put on Earth. I don't think it's poisonous or anything, but ew.
You want to eat it?
You
got a picture to show us? You got a.
I got a link. I'd say it's the Atlantic, so I'm sure it's a safe link. They've been in business for many, many moons. There we go. There's the link. And there's a video of this hagfish. Well, it's described as a sinuous tubular animal with pink-gray skin and a paddle-shaped tail. It looks very much like an eel. But when it's touched or when anything happens to it, if you look at it sideways, it starts exuding, like, ooze, a gunk, a slime from its pores. And this slime has these weird qualities. It's very fucking weird, man. And there's a picture of this car encased in the, I guess it's a delicacy.
Look at that. You're peeling it right off of this thing.
Yeah, and it's a delicacy in some Asian countries, and there was an accident where a truck full of hagfish dumped, and that car was caught in a hail of hagfish. It was just covered in fucking slime. Yeah. Gross.
Well, God bless the first guy to say, "Hey, I want to try to eat that. You know, that looks good."
Whew.
Because I always wondered how they do that.
How do you get it? How do you get it out to the table or to the butcher block? Ugh. If you watch the video, he picks it up and its slime just starts oozing out. And then when the slime hits the air, it like goes 10 times in size or expands by 1,000.
And it looks like
10,000 times.
Yeah, it looks like there's more slime than there is creature.
It's a slime bag. The hagfish.
Yeah.
Fucking wild.
It's the President of the United States.
Imagine you see C's digging that. But it is pretty cool.
Yeah.
I mean, it is pretty fucked up, too. But she needs a hagfish whisperer. That is a good idea.
Look at that.
Corner the market on slime, too, if you got enough of them. So. Weirdness, man.
There's a lot of weird shit out there we still don't know about.
I know. Who knew? I mean, I guess these things have been around. I never heard of them. Imagine, like, it's a delicacy. I was watching a video before the show about eating bugs, you know, and crickets, I guess, are big.
Yeah.
And it's it's just, it's more protein than beef.
Yeah.
Takes up less room, uses less the environment.
But who are you hearing that from, though?
I don't know.
Crazy
bug
might be writing that shit. Bug eaters. Fucking Reinfeld.
I could see like
Reinfeld.
I could see like cricket burgers. Cricket burgers.
I don't even need
that though, man. I don't eat much meat at all anymore. I like I get these sausages that aren't meat. And they taste like fucking sausages, man. Cook that up with a couple of eggs. Oh yeah. You're in there. No boiler problems after that meal. That's good stuff. Delicious, man. They've perfected fake meat. They really have, man.
Well, remember we did a whole show in Japan how they were making steaks
poop
out
steak,
of shit.
Yeah,
poop
steaks.
They were thinking that was a
that,
sausage.
Yeah, I'm drawing a line at poop steaks.
Well, you don't know what's in that steak sausage.
It ain't poop.
Well,
they got the ingredients on the side. I could read them. You know.
Fancy word. How fancy word
beans.
For treatment.
Beans. What's that other stuff in there? Feces and some barley. And, it's normal ingredients.
Yeah.
No poop though. It doesn't take poop on there at all.
No.
So,
no.
Yeah. Kiss
they
my
would
ass.
Say it.
Speaking of kiss my ass. I shared this on Facebook, but I saw it again today, and I went, you know, that is fucked up. Valentine's Day sucks donkey dick. Okay, let's just be honest about it. It's a crappy, shitty fucking holiday. It's only cool if you're, like, going out with some chick and you know you're going to get laid, you know?
Not even then.
Other
not
than
even
that.
Then. It's up to the guy to become romantic or something. You got to... Got to beat your brains against the fucking wall trying to think of how to be romantic for one fucking day a year.
Pills for that.
It's true. Pills for that. They got pills for everything.
But what they don't have anymore are the sweetheart candies.
Yeah.
Little sweethearts, the little candies that had little sayings on them, you know, like miss you. And, I mean, those are so great because if you can put, like, dirty shit on there. They have dirt. They remember that?
Yeah.
I wonder if they still have the dirty ones.
Yeah, well.
Just
gone.
The legitimate one. Yeah. Well, they're not going to have necosis no
dojo.
More. Yeah. You believe that? That was the only cool thing
I
about
it was
Valentine's.
A seller.
Was the, yeah, the little hearts, man.
Yeah. They had one that
like
said,
everything.
Fax me.
Said
that was
what?
A little dated. Fax
me?
Fax me. Yeah, that was a little dated. But... oh, what are you
call me.
Do?
It's kiss.
Yeah.
Eat stuff.
Maybe that's it. They couldn't keep it up to date. Technology's moving too fast for the little heart candies.
Yeah. Got a dick pic? It'd be like now.
Yeah,
you
got a dick pic? Yeah.
Dick pic? Oh, when we were switching over to phones, I had the lady, I said, could you swap my photos over? I haven't, you know, I'm not sure if I've copied them all. She said, oh, yeah. So she's going through it. I said, yeah, don't mind the naked ones. And she laughed. She goes, I know, I'm always, like, afraid when I look at somebody's pictures. And I said, I actually do have a dick pic on there. And she, like, goes, oh. And I said, yeah, I took a picture of Richard Nixon and sent it to this chick. And older. It was overdue to send her a dick.
It wasn't.
But
it wasn't
I digress.
A picture of Roger Stone's back, was it?
No. Mm.
Okay,
actually, I had a whole stack of postcards with smiling Richard Nixon on them, and I sent them out as Christmas cards one year, and then somebody I only have one left because somebody swiped the rest of the pile. I had about 20 of them left. And can't find hiding or hair of them. Figured they walked off in one of the moves.
It's a shame.
What do you
was
mean?
It one of your drawings or was it an actual picture of Richard Nixon?
No, it was like an official Richard Nixon postcard. You know, he's Okay. Smiling, though, which is always kind of unsettling when you see Nixon smiling. Uh-huh. He looks more natural
than
his pissed-off habitat, yeah. Okay, now,
well, nothing
gang, wake up.
Nothing looks more natural than Richard Nixon standing out on the beach in his shoes and his suit.
Black socks.
The smile on his face there, black socks.
Oh, my granddad used to do that. Take us to the beach and he had his shorts, his black socks that went almost up to his knees, his shoes, his hard shoes, and a shirt, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
And he'd take off
his
shoes and socks. And he'd wade into the water up to his knees, you know.
Yeah.
Never
once
wondered,
man. Is there pictures of Nixon walking the beach like that?
Probably. You got a thing about Nixon, don't you?
That was my favorite prez. I like Nixon.
He had phlebitis, you know. Those legs were nothing to look at.
Nope.
Okay. Now, friends, you need to vote. And vote now in the Possum Lounge. Okay. Since that cover photo is an old MySpace thing when I was Commodore Decker.
Right.
Remember that one? That was the background of my Commodore Decker page. I'd totally forgotten about that. So I used to have the jump into the fire, right?
Yeah.
Nielsen.
You'd
go to that page and jump into the fire would start playing, you know. It's kind of like an end of the world thing. I don't know. So I don't. Do you want to hear the jump into the fire full version, which is like almost 7 minutes long, or do you want to hear the radio version and just the good parts? See, that's the question. Do you want the short one or the long one?
You're asking me or you're asking the possum?
I'm asking the girls. I want a consensus amongst the
girls.
Do you like them long or do you like them short?
Whoa.
We want to hear what you have to say. Just the good part, says Apple Cheeks. That's a shorty. You see, there's no medium. Oh, Dr. Cake says short. All right. You guys had enough of the drum solo. All right. That's cool. I would not have offered if I had not a good feeling about both of the choices. Beth Ann Sand says long. Right on, man. But you're outvoted.
Yeah, you're all along. Nielsen here.
What are you going to do? Let's see. Do I have any more interesting stories? Oh, yeah, the poop story. We have to do that before we leave.
Okay.
You might have seen this. It's been going around today. But Florida man. How many times have we said that? Florida man. He thought he was stealing some opioids, but they were laxatives. They were laxatives.
I love that guy.
They have him on camera opening up some guy's lockbox and taking a pill bottle and dumping several pills into his hands before walking away. The bottle contained equate gentle laxatives, hydrocodone, acetaminophen. Although that was on the label, but they were actually laxative. So, I don't know if the police caught him. He might still be on the run.
No.
Yeah.
Florida,
I apologize.
Florida's the place to be.
All right, man. Well, Ted, you're a public nuisance. And that's the news.
Don't stop me. No.
back to our show.
Mamma mia, that's a spicy meatball.
Oh, how'd he survive?
What's that?
How'd he survive the blow up? That Italian guy.
That's right.
Oh, that's pile some more canned food.
He must have been hiding. Beth Ann Sand has left the bullet. Oh, there she is. Yeah, we got. Sorry about that Italian guy, Beth Ann. We missed one.
There you go. He snuck in.
So anyway, what you missed there was like a 3.5-minute drum solo.
Oh, okay.
So basically, that was the AM radio edit of that particular tune. I think it's a compelling drum solo.
Who did the drum solo? It wasn't Ringo, was it?
Probably like Gordon guy. Was it Alan Gordon or something like that? Play on all their albums. Jim Gordon played on a lot of the Beatle-related albums. I don't know.
Maybe it was Pete Best.
Yeah, it's probably Pete Best.
That would have been a real kick in the balls.
All right, here we go. And Google it, baby. Jim Gordon. Whoa! Was that fucking pretty good?
It was Gordon. Very good, very good.
It was Jim Gordon, man.
We don't play enough Harry Nilsson, man. We don't play enough Harry Nilsson.
Hey, send some over to the secret page, man. Send some things over. That was pretty good, man.
Yeah, you knew Jim Gordon. I went to school with Jim Gordon, man. We were good friends.
Jim Gordon.
I'm going to graduate grade school because of Jim Gordon. I can't put all
the guy that liked that. He had the hagfish?
Hey, he and I were terrorizing the place. At the,
I got kicked out of science.
Eighth grade graduation, they were announcing all the students' names, and they skipped over my name and Gordon's name. So we were fucking terrified, man.
Because they didn't want you coming up and disrupting things?
they did it all in alphabetical order, and they skipped over us too. Just to put a
That's
fucking
funny.
Scare into us, I guess. Sadistic fucking nuns.
Pretty much going up to the dais and with whoopee cushions.
Yeah, we didn't do that anyway. We just sat on our asses. That's all. Snap the names. That's all.
Yeah. I got kicked out of science class for the entire, like, last two weeks of ninth grade. Not allowed back.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
What the fuck you said who's
cool.
Science class you get kicked out?
Fuck if I could remember. I don't know what the it was. I think it was more of a war of attrition, where you know after the it's like at the end of the year and he's like I've had it with these two, they gotta go, and yep. We were hanging out on the steps of the shop class, smoking butts.
Oh, bad boys.
Oh yeah, we was badasses. We had a pack of cigarettes.
Rolled
smoke
up in your sleeve.
We smoked them in science class one time. That was one of the charges against us. I just really wanted a cigarette. I lit one up and then I passed it to dude and we were like passing it back and forth. Ah, poor guy. He had a very long fuse.
Don't tell you in prison doing it nowadays.
Yeah, oh,
it's like
geez,
a match indoors, and that's it.
Science?
Yeah.
Sheesh. That's it for you.
They don't want you smoking around dissected frogs and shit, whatever the hell you were doing.
Here's an interesting story. I don't know. Oh, well, it's gone now. Must have been fake. The headline read, this has been good for the Church of the Beer Battered Shrimp. Two altar boys arrested putting weed in the thing burner. They say the sensor burner, but it's not incense burner. Yeah.
You know what that is, right?
What the incense is?
I think it's the thing with the priest. They have this weird looking
orb. And they swing it around.
And they swing around. Oh, I think that's true.
And they put weed in there, and they got.
So they never executed. They never. The prank didn't go all the way. Then how they got caught?
They suspended their knee pads for 2 weeks. So it's going to be a rough one for those two. No.
Oh, that's great.
You know what it is? It's Monday night, man.
It is Monday night.
Monday.
Yeah. So that means what?
There it is.
Yodel.
We have a hilariously fun yodel.
Well,
because
goddamn.
If there's one thing we do on this program, it is promote the art of yodeling.
Yes.
Since the very outset of Possum Hour, It's been our mission.
Hagfish Yodel.
Pursue.
Hagfish Yodel.
The yodel, the progression of the yodel. No, Well, if I only didn't have three beers, I would be able to use words. Because I have the best words. I just don't, you know, they kind of, So anyway, why don't we just yodel then?
Show.
Yeah.
What you doing? Getting ready to yodel. You can't yodel. Wanna bet? Yeah.
Yodel. It's yodeling time. Potato nuts?
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't think so.
Friendly. I like to eat potato what?
Potato, yodeleo, potato, yodeleo, potato, yodeleo, potato.
Okay.
I think that's what.
I thought it said potato nuts. I'm like, what the fuck is that?
Nuts.
Potatoes don't have
yodeleo,
nuts.
Yodeleo, potato, potato. Gonna yodel for your potatoes, man. I love potatoes.
That's it.
By the way,
yeah.
I fucking love potatoes.
I tell you, who does it? Fucking Italians. We Irish people.
No.
I tell them fucking Italians.
No. You know, potatoes came from the North America.
See that? I did not know this.
I'm pretty sure. Origin.
Cake
of
County?
Potato.
Cake County.
I think Chet was growing them. No, I'm sorry. It was in South America. In Peru.
Chet was growing them in his ears.
Yeah. It was in Peru. The Incan Indians were the first potato cultivators. Yeah. And in 1536, Spanish conquistadors discovered the flavors of potatoes and took them to Europe.
So we had
French fry was born. Yeah. I don't even think that's potatoes. Isn't that weird, man? Before they came to the new world and discovered these two continents here. You know, which is really just one continent that's real skinny in the middle. But, they didn't have any potatoes. What were the fucking Micks eating over there? Probably eating each other.
Well, here's a question for you. Who started making booze out of potatoes? Who started to distill the moonshine? USA, baby.
Good
question. That's USA.
Because the Russians really, really took to that. With the vodka. Well, I'll look more into the potatoes over the week, and then Friday we'll have a whole potato special. Find a
now,
potato
Ford
polka.
Ford would have had an answer for me.
I know. Ford had been
on
it.
He would
have
had an answer. Yeah. He's a reporter.
Well, all right. Origin of vodka, very quick. It's Russian, they say.
Okay.
That makes sense. Like a lot of things these days, it's Russian.
You are correct, sir.
Unfortunately.
They put a potato in the White House. Those fucking Russians can do anything.
Potato head. Hey, Mr. Potato Head. That was the greatest line by that guy, man. Hey, Mr. Potato Head. Remember that?
Yeah.
The movie? Oh. War Games. Matthew Broderick. The computer nerd.
Yeah.
One computer nerd says to the other one, Mr. Potato Head. Mr. Potato Head. And he said that was... He improvised. God bless. Everybody's sleeping, man. Let's put all our hands in warm water.
Yeah.
Oh. Good idea. All right, well, we're burning daylight, kids. Thanks for coming, gals.
Man.
I'll tell you, this was the best looking
cool.
audience we've ever had here on Possum Hour.
Oh,
I will tell
right.
you that.
And
I
they
will
came
tell
well
you
dressed,
that.
Too.
They did. No pants.
I missed the potato head, duck cake.
When I was a kid, though, they didn't give you the plastic potato. Do you remember that? Did you have one when you were a kid, Gum?
I've heard of this, but I've had the plastic potato. But I heard
okay,
that they
the,
gave
the original
you,
Miss
you
Potato Head
on a real potato. Yeah.
Yeah, the original Miss Potato Head was just the parts that you poked in, and they were really, really fucking sharp too. It's like before
right,
they had child safety for toys.
I bet that was very painful for you to pass, wasn't it, Commodore?
You have to ask Mom for a potato, and then after a while she's like,
"You were shitting
Jesus
out
Christ,
ears
we gotta,
and noses for weeks."
We gotta have dinner tonight, kids. We can't give you any more potatoes.
I've heard of this, but then not around here.
Yeah, the original Miss Potato had no potato. You had to supply your own potato.
You were farm country, man. You were farm country.
Well, it was very not then. I was in suburbia at that point.
Okay.
Yeah, but Oh yeah, I mean it confused me quite a bit because I was only like 3 years old, right? Three or four, and you know, on the one hand, they give you a potato, tell you to stick shit in there and put faces on it and legs and hats and whatnot and make it silly,
uh-huh.
And then on the other hand, they tell you don't play with your food.
There you go.
Fuck, man? No wonder I grew up so fucking torn and confused. Ladies, don't
you
love
it,
a project?
You didn't give it a name, did you?
Miss Potato Head.
Oh, okay.
What else are you going to call
it? Then you ate it.
Potato Head.
Then you ate it. That's heartless, man.
You wouldn't want to eat it. After I was done with the Potato Head, no, you didn't want that potato.
Well, here's a question for you.
Nobody wants to eat that
potato. Did your sisters end up putting the pieces on other fruit and vegetables?
Well, certainly.
Yeah,
cucumber, Mr. Cucumber. Then kids started puncturing themselves with these very sharp parts, right? Hold on. Natties. So they decided, this thing with Russia and these pointy things, maybe we should, like, not have pointy things that could cut little children. So they decided to include a plastic potato and make the little things kind of dull, you know. So I just go in and make potatoes.
All you kids out there, enjoy your video game.
Good.
We had little pieces of plastic we had to stick on our own fucking vegetables.
I know. We had to play with fucking potatoes. It was a different kind of day. Natties! Say goodnight, everybody. Goodnight, everybody.
Goodnight, everybody.
Energize!
This shit, I'm out.
Mm-mm.
Fuck this shit, I'm out.
No thanks.
Don't mind me. I'ma just grab my stuff and leave. Excuse me, please. Fuck this shit, I'm out.
Nope.
Fuck this shit, I'm out.
Alright then.
I don't know what the fuck just happened, but I don't really care. I'ma get the fuck up out of
fuck
here.
Fuck this shit, I'm out.
Alright. I'm not sure exactly when the show ended there, but, it's ended now. That's it, man.
Yeah.
So you, oh, good. Glad everybody had fun. The coffee, right as the show started, the coffee started to take effect, and I was up for the show. I wasn't feeling very funny today. I just felt dragging ass all day. I felt like that old guy that's been getting, hey, are you okay, you know? Jeez, felt a million today. But tomorrow's another day. We'll feel the funny. Get another cartoon out. I missed the Daily Bailey 2 days in a row. You know,
that's all right.
I was exhausted yesterday, and I got home and I'm like, I better put Possum together tonight. Look up later. Put Possum
together. Good show.
It was. So you slinging gars tomorrow?
That I am, sir. That I am.
We'll make a... We'll prolong the agony too long here. Man, my mechanic has got the cancer. I saw it on the scroll on the sign. He passed. Another cancer-related death, man. I had enough of that.
Well,
especially guys that... He's not that old. He wasn't that old. You know.
That's
like,
it's going to get us all sooner or later.
It'll get us all sooner or later. I know. And you know, the closer you get, the more your contemporaries are dropping like flies.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, jeez. You know, it was like 2 years ago, my best pal dies.
If you win the lottery and you get old, then you're walking around shitting your pants and you need help walking to the house.
That's but you could afford to get somebody to help you clean up your shit.
Yeah.
If you're poor like we're going to be, we're just going to have to sit there in the filth.
Yeah, huh? Watching CNA or watching a stupid... What do old people watch now if they don't watch Matt Rock?
MeTV! I'm watching it already, MeTV. Man.
Oh.
MeTV, incontinence commercials, diaper services, fucking catheters. Jesus Christ, man.
Oh.
And don't forget the colostomy bags.
Oh.
You know.
Now they're saying that this doesn't tear as easily.
Ugh.
So in other words, it still tears. I hate those fucking commercials.
Yeah. And of course, the catheters are nearly pain-free.
Yeah.
And wait a minute. There's something about that bothers me.
Sure.
The nearly part.
Huh. And not nearly as much tearing. I'm in a fetal position for a fucking week after
seeing
one of those commercials.
Your groin kind of winces, you know, in unison. Your groin area goes, whoa. Yeah.
Oh, especially when you know there's a good chance.
I know. What are the odds? They're not good.
Not good at all.
So I'm drinking that tea. That's one of my things. That's going to be good for it.
All right.
I need to get more juice in me, man. Start eating better. I think that's the only way to stave that shit off, man. No. You are what you eat, man. That is possible. Leave me, brother.
You look at magic potion.
I'm gonna delete you. I wouldn't shit you. You're my favorite bird. Gravy.
Sticky bird.
So, anyways, we'll kick Tommy in the...
I got Dick Nixon on the beach on Grenache.
Nice. Put him on Grenache, man.
He is. Dude. I put him there. While we were talking about it, I knew there was a picture of him on the beach.
We had that place
down.
Now
I gotta go
keep
out in the cold. I gotta go out in the cold and put the trash out.
Dude, I was able to say keep a skein, like it was right on the tip of my tongue. I don't have the Alzheimer's yet. So
there you go. That's because you're drinking
Knock
your
wood.
Tea.
Yeah, that's the only thing separating me from decrepancy.
Yeah. Crazy.
If it wasn't for that tea, I'd be decrepit. Decrepit. You know, that's what we got to look forward to if we live long enough. Being decrepit. Life is goo.
Yep. Exactly.
Yeah. I just don't want to be... I like I said, a big Gandolfini for me, hopefully. You know. Or dying in the sleep. One of the two. Which you say is impossible, and I disagree.
I can't see that happen. I hear it happens, but you gotta jump up gasping for air.
No, because you know, Bogey says his mom just kind of drifted off, you know, and he's holding her hand, and she's fired. You know, just shallow, real shallow breathing, uh-huh. and no breathing.
It's kind of the way my mother went, but she was in some kind of a low blood coma or something.
Wow.
Low blood sugar coma or something like that.
Big Gandolfini for me. Dramatic one,
go.
Too. Like, right in the middle of fucking somewhere. Like, splat. He's dead.
I wouldn't mind a plane crash, though, you too. That's how I would
That'd be exciting. It'd be exciting. When
yeah. And to know about it. You know, see,
and like, you know, you
watching the other people panic.
Like, just turn to the chick next to you, Mile High Club. Yeah.
There you go. Hey, want to get in a quickie?
This is our last chance for the Mile High Club, babe.
There you go. There you go.
All right, well, we'll see you Friday, gang. And
yes.
Don't fuck with those fucking, what are those things called? The worms, the slime things,
Eggfish.
Man.
Hagfish. That's
no hagfish.
Shit.
Hold the hagfish.
Espresso.